The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 12 of the addiction recovery program.
Well, I'm Sharon. I'm an addict.
Hi, Sharon.
And I can't believe we're on step 12 either. It's really been neat to serve with all of you to help bring this to other people. I have a lot of thoughts about recovery. And one of the thoughts that I feel like sharing is that by working the 12 steps of recovery, it's taken me from a crack house to God's house. And it's really humbling to think that 23 years ago I was in a crack house begging for help, and that years later I got to enter the temple and be whole and clean and in white. And it's an experience I'll never forget. My patriarchal blessing mentions a great deal about service, that if I will serve Heavenly Father, He will bless my life abundantly, and He has done so. My kids can't stand it because wherever we go, it's the people out of the work. "Hey, Sharon! Hey, Sharon!" And it's really neat because I can think of, you know, they're like, "How do you know them?" And my son's like, "Recovery, huh, Mom?" "Yep." So that's really neat. But, you know, in 23 years of in recovery, I've had experiences where people have been of service to me and have helped me in my darkest hour that were there, my angels in white. At the beginning of sobriety, throughout sobriety, people loved me when I couldn't even love myself at multiple stages of sobriety through different traumas. I remember when my brother killed himself, people in recovery came. They didn't even know my brother, but came to make sure I can make it through that event. And different painful things like that. But then there was the joy part where, you know, I got to go see somebody get 5 years of sobriety and 10 years of sobriety and have a life and graduation ceremonies I've been to. And then being at service for other people during their times of need when my friend's son overdosed and being able to be there and say it's going to be okay. My brother and then 4 first cousins are dead, and one of them from suicide and 2 of them from drug and alcohol over addiction. Another one hit by a car, and then that one of my cousins that have died from addiction, her daughter died of drug addiction. And so, anyway, all these horrible, painful experiences that I've been through, I didn't even understand the purpose. And as I mentioned last week, that I understood the purpose for all of it, and that's my mission now. And rather it be at Orange Street to help the women. And I can say I know what it feels like to be in that crack house and to have the loss and all these things. Or rather it's just even just simple things, people who aren't even in the program, to just be a more compassionate person. You know, and President Uchtdorf gave a talk in conference that I'll never forget, and it was so powerful to me because whether you're in recovery or not, the talk was that look for opportunities to be the answer to people's prayers. And in the 12 steps, step 12 is really like doing that, but in a whole different capacity. But every single person, whether you are in a recovery or not, can do a step 12 of service. And a service not only ensures my sobriety today, but ensures my happiness today, my serenity. I can tell you the days I'm pretty ornery and grouchy, it's because I didn't get up and say my prayers, and it's because I didn't do something to help somebody else. So I make it my mission today to, what can I do to help others? But I just, it's just neat. It's just really neat. I just sometimes can't believe that Heavenly Father's trusted me enough to be one of his servants, to see some of the miracles that I've got to see. I mean, I should be dead. And today, God trusts me to be one of his warriors. I don't even know what to do with that sometimes. But I know that I don't take it for granted. And I know that our Savior suffered way worse than anything I have. And yet he served us anyway. And if I can just serve even just a small fracture and give back to the Savior. And I just really want to leave my testimony that our Savior lives. I want to leave my testimony that our Heavenly Father is mindful of everyone. And he does see where you are. And he knows that you're hurting. But I promise you that people are on their way to help. The angels are watching. Their arms are reaching. And you got to do a little reaching back. But, you know, step 12 is just one of my favorite 12 steps. You know, they say no matter how far down the scale you've gone, there's 12 steps back. And that's the truth. And every single one of them. And if I can ever do anything to help anybody, I'm more than happy to. And I, again, want to express my love for this group and the new friends that I've made here. And I'll never forget any of you. And I say in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Sharon.
The full episode for Step 12 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon channel.